Do you practice magic with your family, then?
I come from a coven of witches. For a time, we lived peacefully together in the woods with other families who practiced.
I'd love to meet them someday.
They're all gone. The blight hit the area hard, and people lost their minds. I guess they needed someone to blame. And although we were very secretive, the Tyne did know about our magic. My mother sent my sisters and I away in the middle of the night. We ran in different directions as fast as we could. I came back a few days later, but...
I'm so sorry.
I guess I don't know what else to do but try and stop it from happening elsewhere.
Agatha, everything. Let go of the cake, dear.
Is everything okay, Minister?
Yes, Kina. Agatha and I have made the decision to clear out our pantry. I've had quite enough of these disturbing visions.
Sorry to hear that. Once cured, it'll pass.
We're praying for your work to prove successful. I'm also determined to bless the entirety of this cursed town throughout the night. Devil be gone!
I would offer to help you, but I must be on my way. Judge Peters has been kind enough to invite me to dinner tonight, and I wouldn't want to arrive late.
I understand. As the French say, bon appetit.
Well, merci. This chicken is delicious. Thank you for making it.
You're welcome, Kina. I assume it's been a while since you've had a home-cooked meal.
Well, actually, a lot
of times I've been to... The potatoes aren't too soft?
No, the softer, the better, I suppose.
Good. My late wife was a fantastic cook. No matter how hard I try, my dishes cannot compare.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
She was. I miss her dearly. But you don't want to hear about her, I'm sure.
No, I don't mind.
Well, I'm happy you like it. It's not often I cook or have guests over.
I'm glad you did. I actually wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh?
As I'm working, I've noticed that the amount of produce grown is disproportionate to the population here. I assume there's often food waste if the bounty is plentiful.
Yes, I would say that most years there is some food that goes to waste. Like you say, we just don't have a big enough population to consume it all. So we put what we can into storage. It is what it is.
I suppose I'm asking your permission to present an idea at the next town hall to distribute the food so that none goes to waste.
What would this proposition be, my dear?
There are communities in the area that aren't so blessed. I would suggest a public event where this disposable food is free for anyone to come by and pick up, or perhaps for a low cost if necessary. This not only serves our fellow man, but it creates bonds and associations with those around us. Then if Rockwood Cove is ever in need, this community can reach out for others for support.
I admire your spirit, but I cannot let you pitch this idea. Thank you for sharing it with me in private first. Now, how about dessert?
I'm sorry, but you've given me no explanation as to why. What could possibly...
We can't just let anybody into this community. Taking our food for free and overstepping boundaries, it's ridiculous.
It's building trust. It's donating food that will not be eaten otherwise.
Your kind heart is admirable. But I'm afraid people take advantage of opportunities like this and use it against you. While they come to take our food, they might as well have a look around my valuables.
Simply lock your door.
That's not how we do it around here. I know that to you it sounds like a good idea. But we work hard for our food. We've earned the right to do with it what we please. I know this is outside of your comprehension, and that you think you know all there is to know about your little plants. But this is about protecting our community, and history will show you that commingling is a risky business.
I respectfully disagree.
Enough! Enough of this talk, Kina.
I suppose...
I've had enough! Now, let's have dessert.
Now let's have dessert.
That's awful!
Yes.
I have no doubt he considers that romantic tension. By now, a proposal is imminent, so you better get out of Rookwood before your Mrs. Kina Peters.
Only if you come with me.
And be a witch on the run? Right, right. A knitter on the run.
Exactly. Knitting together. In a little cottage. Deep in the woods.
You mean I would knit too?
If you want to, of course.
Teach me something, right now.
Okay. Let's see, Debrew. Grab a handful of partridge berries from my satchel and toss them in. Perfect.
What is it?
It's what I spray the crops with.
But what's in it?
Little bit of this and a little bit of that.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Can't give away all my secrets.
Then how do I actually learn? Is there a spell book I need to read?
There's a book, but it's essentially for taking notes. It's individual to each practitioner. It's not an equation. More of an art. That must be my familiar. You don't mind, do you? She likes to sleep inside.
No, that's fine.
You can practically see the whole town from here.
That's the beauty and the downfall of Rookwood. I think I'd like to come with you tomorrow.
I don't actually do that stuff with people around, you know.
Yes, I know. I still want to see how it's done. It'd be nice to get out of my inn for a day.
That's why I love you.
Oh. Do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean to say that.
No, it's okay. I mean, you said it very soon, but it's very endearing.
I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. Having a pet raven is far more embarrassing.
Crow.
Exactly.
And it's not a pet.
Right, right. Not a pet. It just follows you around and sleeps in your room, and sometimes I hear you talking to her at night.
It's not embarrassing. One day you'll have one too.
You're right. It's not embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Stop it! Good, you're catching on. Now take what you've got in your basket, dig a hole, and bury it.
Hello, everyone. What a merry lot.
There's finally some hope for curing this disease.
Yes. A job well done indeed.
A job done, exactly. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. Don't hesitate to ask.
I must check on that. Good night, everyone.
Whew, I thought the inn was tough. But when the sun beats down on you, it makes for a very long day.
I spent my day aligning a troublesome youth with sweet justice. Hard labor always does the trick for petty crimes. Thankfully, it also gives some of these farmers an extra hand.
That's...
Minister Hughes spent all day on that cake. Valuable resources wasted. The youth of today have no concept of morals, let alone pride, to steal someone's cake. I just cannot fathom why it's worth it.
Which reminds me, Kina, dinner will be a bit late tonight, because, well, I was here with you.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I'll help you prepare it.
No, no. You wash up and relax. Consider it payment for the lesson.
Or you could give me payment for the lesson.
I could, but...
I just turned invisible.
Pardon, Judge?
I hope this isn't some sort of retribution for me vetoing your idea.
I truly have no idea what you're talking about.
I was the one who first paid you notice. You seem not to remember that now that you're the most social person in town.
Of course I remember, Judge. 'Twas last week.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I refuse to allow you to pitch your frankly dangerous idea at the town hall. And I'm not stupid. And I will not be manipulated. I trust things will be back to normal tomorrow. Excuse me, ladies.
He sounds like he's eating the bread.
It's not funny.
Then why are you smiling?
Kina, there you are.
Minister Hughes.
Word has it your test was quite the success. Everyone's in agreement. So tomorrow, we celebrate. After you're done at the farm, clean up and put on your loosest dress. We're having a feast!
Oh, wow.
Perfect time to clean out our pantries. Once we start to sow the crops again, we'll need the space.
That's exactly my thinking. And now we have reason to do so. Mrs. Gray, have you heard? There's to be a feast.
Have you ever been to a feast before?
Of course I have. You light a fire in the woods, get naked, and stuff your face with the meat of your enemies.
Oh, you're joking.
Yes. I may not be from around here, but I'm not a hermit.
It's probably a blessing. You always add too much seasoning to your cakes.
Yes, well, perhaps the next time if we want cake, we'll bake it together.
That's a good idea. I can stop you from leaving it on the sill to cool.
I did my best, Agatha.
I'm merely prodding at you. I know you did your best. I appreciate it. I do.
Well, I don't know if it's even worth bothering. I'm still seeing the green light from that window.
Me too. Lord, give me strength. It's not the food.
It can't be the devil. I've blushed every corner and crevice of Rockwood Cove.
There's no other explanation. Something strange is happening at the inn.
Take my hand, Agatha. Let's pray.
This shall last you all season, but be sure to stay vigilant. If we miss anything, it can and will spread once more.
Well, I appreciate this, Kina. You saved me and my children.
That's nothing. I'm happy to help. If you ever need an extra hand, just ask.
I will. Now, I know it's not much, but the kids and I made you something.
Oh, that is so sweet. Is that me?
It's supposed to be, yes. A little dolly of potpourri. But all we had was scraps of cloth and some dye.
No, it's perfect. Thank you, Grace. I love it. Tell the kids I'll miss seeing them every day.
There you are. Hello, Grace.
Good evening, Judge. I best be off. The children laughing always leads to the children crying.
Well, thank you again. I'll treasure it.
See you tonight.
Speaking of which, I'll save a seat beside me for you. How does that sound?
Okay.
Do you have a dress picked out?
Daisy said she'd lend me one. I'm afraid mine are all dirtied.
As I suspected. Well, I wanted to give you something special for the occasion. But of course something practical. I think this ivory ribbon will suit you beautifully.
That's very lovely. Thank you, Judge.
Andrew.
Right, Judge Andrew.
Okay, I get it this time.
Okay, one second.
This is so tedious. Frankly, it's more work than fun.
Hush. This is the first night I haven't worked in a long time. If you ruin this for me, I will ruin you.
I promise I won't ruin it for you. If you don't ruin my favorite part.
Okay, and what's that?
Avoiding Judge Peters at all costs.
Good luck. He always gets what he wants.
And what about what I want? He seems to have no interest in that.
Well, no. That has no benefit for him, so he sees it as more of a hindrance than anything.
Lovely.
There you
Kina.
Are, my dear.
There you are.
You made it. Good evening.
I came up with some questions for you.
Of course.
It was agreed.
I will happily be your company tonight, Judge.
No woman should proposition a man. Where's your propriety?
You're right. I have no idea what I was thinking.
Welcome, everyone! Tonight, we give thanks for the glory of God, for it is because of him that we have food on our plates this night, and it is because of him that Kina has come to reveal the devil himself hiding in the shadows. Let us pray. Lord, bless this food and grant that we may thankful for thy mercies be. Teach us to know by whom we are fed. Bless us with Christ, the living bread. Lord, make us thankful for our food. Bless us with faith in Jesus' blood, with bread of life, our soul's supply, that we may live with Christ on high. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Kina, if you please.
Obviously, I do not wish to see all go hungry, so I will keep it short. 'Tis by God's grace I happened upon your rye that fateful day. And while I dislike to see all suffer, I am grateful to have been brought here to serve. There's a Latin phrase my childhood minister taught me. Bono malum superate, concilio et labore. Overcome evil with good by wisdom and effort. That is my guiding principle, as I know it is yours. Thank you all for welcoming me and having me at your generous feast here tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Minister, I don't recognize that man Kina is sitting with. Is he one of your parishioners?
I've never seen that man in my life.
That's because he's a poorly farmer from Cape Ann. He and I came over together on the ship.
How interesting.
Yes. Very nice fellow. In fact, if you excuse me, I should say hello.
Quite.
I'm glad someone in need could join us tonight. Come to think of it, I do wish we had invited more outside of our community. We've been blessed to have enough food to last us until the next harvest, and not everyone can say the same. It's a shame we didn't think of it sooner.
I don't understand. You're on your feet all day.
In sensible shoes, yes.
These are very sensible. They're just not 10 years old like yours are.
Kina, there you are. Please, let me walk you back. There's something I would like to discuss in private.
I'm so sorry, Judge. My feet are blistering in Daisy's shoes, and I cannot bear company at the moment.
You must. You gave me your word to sit beside me tonight, and you did not. Does your word hold no weight?
I spent the meal teaching, and it took longer than anticipated. Unfortunately, this must wait until
That's
morning.
That's not
my feet,
good enough.
It will have to do. As I said, I must rest.
Did you not hear me? That's not good enough!
Let go of me!
You don't tell me what I can and cannot do.
Get your hands off her, now!
Fine. Go. But you'll regret this. You'll regret how you've neglected me thus.
That was not my intention, Judge. My feet hurt, that's all.
You can't even say my name. I see what you are now. A succubus!
That's quite enough. We're leaving, and you better not follow us.
Or what? That's right.
Take the night off.
I can't. I need more of the potion to spray the fields tomorrow. Plus, this calms me. I can't just go straight to bed after getting yelled at like that. That fool has got me all worked up.
Okay, well, let me help.
You're incredible.
You're incredible.
What is that green light? What are you up to in there, Kina?
Good evening, Judge.
Mrs. Hughes? Minister?
You know, we see that strange green light almost daily of late. But we've cleaned out our pantry. We stopped drinking the ale. and there's simply no explanation for it other than...
We only started seeing it once that young lady came to town.
You never mentioned this to me.
I've been hard at work, trying to protect us from the devil himself.
Yet the devil is right here.
We just need to show her the way, that whatever she's doing up there, with Daisy, it's a sin. But that doesn't mean it's not too late to be saved.
With Daisy? No. That is greater than sin.
What can be greater than sin?
Witchcraft!
Tales from the Ether, The Witch of Rockwood Cove, Episode 2, A Grand Feast, written by Jackie Jorgensen, starring Jackie Jorgensen as Kina, Taylor Cohen as Daisy, Chris Harris Beachy as Judge Peters, Brandon Jenkins as Minister Hughes, Margaret Ashley as Agatha Hughes, Kirsty Wolven as Grace, Chris Gregory as Farmer, Jason Tenletti as Guest. Music composed by Chris Gregory. Sound design by Jackie Jorgensen. Edited by Jackie Jorgensen. A Shared Manifest Entertainment production.
The Alternative Stories and Fake Realities Podcast. The Angel's Calling by Victoria J. Price. Many worlds exist alongside our own. Some are very similar. Some are completely unrecognizable. The world of Ohinion is one such world that shares a likeness to Earth, where angels exist and travel backwards and forwards to Earth to help the dying.
Sophie! Talk to me! Please!
Is she going to be okay? Will you watch over her?
The Earth Witches are unusual. Hazel fears them.
I happened across a group of mercenaries today, making their way south.
Himeran or Irrilution, they're as bad as each other.
Irrilution, from the foothills of Ortesh. Why they've come south, I do not know. But I would bet a silver coin that it has something to do with our dying son.
A young man enters the park, dressed in a black suit and shirt, the top button undone. He glances in Hazel's direction, appreciative eyes rolling from her waist to her face. Then, his eyes meet Alexander's, just for a second, before he strides to a bench and pulls out his phone, disinterested.
He sees you.
He's not the first to have seen me. Not even on this visit.
Many of the witches here are not as friendly as my brothers and sisters in Ohinion. I don't recognize him from my coven, but then I am not in the inner circle. Far from it. We need to be quick if he's watching. Don't take your eyes off him and watch the exits.
They call it magic, the Earth Witches. Call it power, energy. Call it any word you choose. Sometimes it lies dormant until it awakens. Sometimes nothing more than the passing of time helps it grow. We have our ways. I hope you can understand that there are some things I cannot tell you yet. My hope is that our work here and with Hazel will change that.
Hazel is missing, Nor. I can't find her anywhere.
We don't always see with our eyes, you know.
I think I saw the angel again.
Not all magic is a fanfare. Some magic grows quietly over time from the smallest ember. She is the girl we seek. I am certain of it.